Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. I'm Brendan.
I'm Echo.
So today's lesson, we're going to start out with some vocabulary you hope you're going to need.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a listen. Okay, we're back. Let's go through that sentence by sentence and take a look at what went on here.
Yes. 脱裤子.
啊?
脱裤子.
啊?
脱裤子.
脱裤子 means take off your pants. 脱 is like take off clothing. 裤子 is pants.
啊?
Huh?
脱裤子.
干什么呀?
脱裤子.
干什么呀?
干什么呀?
干什么呀? 干 here is a verb meaning to do. 什么 is what. 呀 is kind of, it goes at the end of the sentence if you're surprised. So 干什么呀 is like, what are you doing?
干什么呀?
你脱不脱?
干什么呀?
你脱不脱?
你脱不脱?
你脱不脱? Are you going to take them off or not? 你脱不脱?
干什么呀?
你脱不脱? 不脱裤子怎么打针呀?
不脱裤子怎么打针呀?
不脱裤子怎么打针呀? 不脱裤子 is if you don't take off your pants, 怎么, how are we going to 打针? How can I give you a shot? Okay, so let's go back and listen to this again, see if you can keep up with what's going on.
脱裤子.
啊?
脱裤子.
啊?
脱裤子.
干什么呀?
你脱不脱? 不脱裤子怎么打针呀?
哦.
Okay, we're back, and it's time for grammar, which is the high point of any lesson for me.
Mm-hmm.
One thing we saw in the first line is 脱裤子.
Verb plus noun.
Right, verb plus noun. Chinese is like English. You have a verb, then you have the thing that verb is working on.
Yeah, actually, we have a lot of this kind of combination in Chinese.
Yeah, so like 脱 is take off, and then 裤子 is pants.
Yes.
But there's a lot of things. I mean, the possibilities of things you can take off are almost endless.
Yeah.
Right, like
脱衣服.
脱衣服, take off clothing.
脱鞋.
鞋, shoes, so take off shoes.
脱袜子.
Right, take off your socks.
Mm-hmm.
Besides taking things off, you can also put them on.
穿.
Right, so if you want to say put on your pants, you would say
穿裤子.
Right, it's, you know, after you've taken them off, you probably want to put them back on again.
Yeah, of course.
You know, or, you know, maybe not. Then you have, you know, besides your pants, you have your...
脱袜子.
Is take off your socks and then put them back on would be...
穿袜子.
Yeah, and then after you've put your socks back on, you want to put your shoes on, and that would be...
穿鞋.
穿鞋.
Mm-hmm.
So, verb, thing the verb is working on.
Yes. And also, actually, we have some other... very useful examples, like 看书.
Yeah, 看书, 看 is to look at.
Yeah.
书 is a book.
玩电脑.
玩电脑. 玩 is play. 电脑 is a computer.
Mm-hmm. 玩火.
Yeah, 玩火, playing with fire.
Yeah.
Right. We see this later on in the lesson with 打针. This means give a shot. Right.
Mm-hmm.
针 is like a needle.
Mm-hmm. Let's move on to the next grammar point.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now the second big grammar point, we have the sentence...
你脱不脱?
Right, 脱不脱. We learned 脱, 不 is no or don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very common pattern, verb, 不 verb.
Yes.
And it's asking, are you going to verb or not?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, Echo, some examples like...
Yeah, besides 脱不脱, we have 穿不穿.
穿不穿, are you going to put it on?
看不看.
Are you going to read or are you going to look?
玩不玩.
Are you going to play?
Third grammar point, we can put the noun after
the verb. So it's, again, like English. 打不打针?
Yes. Right?
Or 看不看书? You could say, aren't you going to take off your pants? Like,
你脱不脱裤子?
Yeah, or aren't you, oh God, aren't you going to put your pants back on?
你穿不穿裤子?
Are you studying or aren't you going to read the book?
看不看书?
So very, very common pattern, well worth learning. Try to remember it. Now let's go back over the dialogue and make sure that we've caught everything.
Yes.
That's it for the lesson. Now let's go over the key vocab. Echo.
脱.
脱 is take off clothing.
裤子.
裤子 is pants.
打针.
打针 is give or sometimes get a shot.
干什么?
干什么 is a phrase meaning what are you doing?
Yes. 脱不脱?
脱不脱 is, this is the structure we talked about, verb, bu verb. Are you taking off your clothing or not?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that's all for today.
Yeah. In the future, if you ever find a nurse demanding that you take off your pants, you'll know what she wants.
Yeah, you won't ask questions like, 干什么呀?
Mm-hmm.